Case number 13024, Christopher Sepurko seeks a variance from the height requirement for an existing fence, sections 115-25 and 115-185 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the north side of Carter Lane. The 911 address is 11039 Carter Lane in Seaford. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 132, map 2.12, parcel 25. We have four letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return. The applicant is seeking a 2.5-foot variance from the 3.5 maximum height requirement for an existing fence.
Good evening, sir. Right there on your mic.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Yep. Hi, Chris Sepurko, 11039 Carter Lane, Seaford, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
So I would rather be here, you know, applying for a variance. This is kind of after the fact. You know, I thought I could put a six-foot fence. When you're coming down the lane, I do have pictures. There was an existing old wooden fence on the lane. So I just kind of assumed I could put a six-foot. So I got ahold of the fence company, told them what I wanted, and here I am. I mean, I'm glad, I only thought there was three letters. I'm glad there was four. That's great. I mean, it does add, you know, to the appearance of the lane. It's backing up an empty vacant lot. So I'm just hoping that I could get it approved. I don't know if you guys have the pictures showing the existing fence? Okay, yeah, so you have, you know, you have everything I brought. I don't, you know, I don't really have a justification other than, you know, I'm looking for the privacy. Cars did use the turnaround there. And I mean, as you can see, that was a goat path when I bought it. I actually widened it all the way out to the 30 feet. Plenty of room for cars and stuff to turn around. And the fence, you know, it's back 6 inches from the property line. You know, it's, I kept it back. I had everything surveyed, so that, I'm just hoping that I can.
So there was an existing fence that was 6 feet tall?
No, the one that was there is the wooden one that you'll see in the picture. That's on the opposite side of the lane. When I bought that lot, it was a vacant lot. There was some big gnarly trees there that I had removed and tried to make it a little more presentable.
So for us to grant a variance, there's five criteria you must meet. And it looks like you've answered those in your packet, but could you read those, please?
Sure. This is the questions from the actual paperwork, correct?
The use of property cannot otherwise be developed, not created by the applicant, so forth.
Okay, you want me to read them right out?
Yes, we need you to answer those questions for us.
That there are unique physical circumstances or conditions, including irregularity, narrowness, or shallowness, a lot size, shape, or exceptional topographical or other physical conditions peculiar to the particular property, and that exceptional practical difficulty is due to such conditions and not to circumstances or conditions generally created by the provisions of the zoning ordinance or code in the neighborhood or district in which the property is located. That because of such physical circumstances or conditions.
Sir, if I may, I mean, those are the standards.
Okay, well, I'm confused. I'm sorry then.
Yeah, I'm way confused then.
What the board is looking for is you need to prove that you meet all those standards, each one of those. And each one of those is a kind of a pass fail that this board has to look at. Now, you've provided in your application some written answers to those, but you need to have a record here showing.
I'm sorry. I got you. I got you. Okay. So for one, the property is unique as it is located at the end of a gravel lane. The site of the fence was installed on that passes the front of the dwelling borders, nothing but trees and shrubbery. There is no current other dwelling on that side that would cause any concern for the placement of the fence. There is also an existing wood fence located directly across the street. The address of that is 11026 Carter Lane. That's been installed. That goes past the front of the dwelling as well. Number two, based on the survey, the future hopes that I have of installing a pool at the location of newly installed fencing is the only area of the property that would be possible to have a pool installed, and therefore would require a fence to be installed in that area as well. This is due to the drainage septic field being located at the far right of the corner. There's a map of that included as well. The backyard is roughly only 20 feet from the house to the rear property line, which would not be enough room to meet the code to put a pool in. The entire left side of the property, ranging from the rear to the front, consists of a pre-existing well, overhead electric, as well as a utility pole that's kind of in the front by the lane. The wish to have the pool in the future located at the right side of the property would require fencing location to remain as is. For number three, myself and the fence installers were not aware of the setbacks at the time and had no intention of going against code. The location of the fence was determined by the homeowner as there were future hopes to install the pool as previously mentioned. I had chosen the fence location based off of where I desired it the most with futuristic plans. Number four, the property and fence in question is located at the very back of a no outlet lane. The fence currently runs against nothing but a tree line that is only occupied by trees and shrubbery. The fence placement does not affect any surrounding properties nor other homeowners in the area and is not obstructing the view of the driveways and is not bordering another dwelling, but rather a vacant lot. Based on the fence placement, should the vacant lot ever be constructed on, the fence in question will still not be of a concern based on a unique parcel of both 11039 and the neighboring lot. Not to mention the lot directly across the lane has a 6-foot-high fence in an identical placement where in comparison to the fence recently installed at 11039 Carter Lane. Question five, I'm asking for a height remain 6 feet. I'm asking for the variance. While 4 feet is high enough to go around the pool, it does not provide full privacy for the homeowner and his family and any public eyes that can see above it. To provide the most relief of the homeowner, 6 foot is what is being requested to remain for the sake of privacy, security, and to pass the pool code through the county.
Thank you. Mr. Sharp?
I've got a lot of questions. Go ahead, Dr. Carson.
Go ahead, Dr. Carson.
You made the comment that you weren't given any advice regarding the setbacks from your fence company. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, I told them what I wanted, and I didn't necessarily ask them. I kind of just said, I'm looking for a 6-foot fence.
Does the fence require a permit?
Yes, it does.
We have a permit.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, and I didn't want to do the permitting myself. I'm kind of new to the area, so I had the fence company handle that portion of it.
You've mentioned the word pool a couple of times. This a two-step process where?
It's a couple-step process. So, I had a section of fence put across the back. I got that paid for. I built a retaining wall around that, did all the shrubbery. Then I finished that whole side of the yard. I had 4 triaxial loads of topsoil brought in. I redid the whole side yard. I mean, as you can see, the fence is as level as you could get it. Then I had the fence put up, and yeah, the last piece of the puzzle would be the pool after I get the lawn in the spring. Once I realized I had a problem with the fence, I put a hold on the lawn until.
Your drawings, it shows a septic system?
Yes, that's correct.
Help me understand. I look at your pictures and I've looked at this drawing. And so the relationship between the fence and the septic system.
So this the septic, you can see the drain field right there. The fence comes right down this property line. It comes over to the driveway and then back to the house. Driveway is actually flush with the house. It's a little off on this drawing, but the driveway is flush with the house, so this comes out and then down, and there's a drain. So from the edge of the septic to where the fence is, I don't know if I measured that on my drawing that I gave, but it's at least 25 feet.
Well, no, it's not. I do. I apologize. It's here. It's 11 feet, 6 inches.
And that drawing also indicates a proposed well?
That well is there.
That well is
yes.
there?
Yes. Yep. This was from when they built the house. So that well is there. Okay. And there's an old abandoned well on the opposite side, which is also marked on there.
So, yeah, I saw that. So while I understand the pool is not in question, where do you intend to put the pool?
I intend to put the pool in front of the septic. There is just enough room to squeeze it into where it wouldn't come past the front of the house, as I believe that is also a code.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Sharp?
So the issue with the fence is not the rear, not the side. Well, it's not the side the entire length of the side. It's only the issue from the front property line to the front setback line. So basically that area where you have, you know, you've put it 6 inches from the road, and it, you know, whatever that setback is, 30 feet, it can only be 3.5 feet tall in that range. You need down the sides the same way. It could be 6 feet tall, but then when it gets 30 feet from the front property line, it has to drop down.
Okay.
Okay. So, you know, you're referencing the rear. That's not the part we're looking at.
I meant the rear of the property line. I'm sorry.
And that's what I'm saying. That part doesn't need a variance.
It's from 30 feet back from the lane.
Correct.
Okay.
So I'm glad you brought up where the pool is going to be, because that was a question I had, because a pool cannot be in a front yard.
Correct.
And I'm curious as to if the pool is going to be, and that seems to be the justification that I saw in your materials, was that you need it for the pool. If the pool is going to be north of or rear of this front yard setback of the house, then the fence, is there a reason why the fence can't be pushed back to that spot?
Well, I don't know if in the pictures or not, but the neighbors put up a big pole barn, and he's constantly coming in and out of there. So if I put the fence back flush with the house, yes, that would block the pool. But as for being how narrow the lot is, I would lose at least half of my yard. So, you know, I'd have where the pool is and the septic is all lawn. Then I'd have the fence, and then I'd have essentially a yard I couldn't use in front of the fence.
When you had mentioned that the fence is 6 inches from your property line, did you have that surveyed?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And the reason I ask that is because when I look at your pictures, it looks to me to be very close to the edge of the road.
So what I did was on the opposite side of the fence, I have a rubber edging that I put down. So I took the gravel from the road.
Well, let me finish.
Okay.
When I look at the Carter Lane location survey and it shows the gravel for the road, it does not match your front property line. So my question I want to ask again, the fence that you put in, is it on your property, or is it on, because your property line may not be the edge of the road. We see this many cases where there's a gap. Is it on your property, or is it past your property?
No, it's on my property. So when I had it surveyed, the pins they put in were my property lines.
Okay, so yes. You based it off of that.
That is correct.
And it's 6 inches off of that.
That is correct. Okay. Yeah, because there was pins there, but I wasn't comfortable knowing that was actually the property line.
And that's smart, because a lot of folks, you know, assume the property line. And
yeah.
That we end up having that issue come before us.
Yeah, no, I had it surveyed prior to doing any of it. And like I said, they marked. Actually, I had to mark the whole lane so everybody knew where that lane was.
How far is that fence from the edge of the road?
From the edge of the lane?
Yes.
About 6 inches.
Okay. Am I correct that only 4 lots use that lane? Or is there, it looks like there's a, to the terminus of it, there's a property there that abuts it as well.
So there's actually only 2 properties that use it. All four of them can. but there's only two properties that actually have an address on that lane.
Okay, but all four of them have rights to use it?
That is correct.
All right. But that lot that is on, it's now formerly of Barbara Savage to the 8.485 acres, they do not have have rights to use that?
Yeah, that's a great question. My understanding is that's a right of way. It butts up to their property. I would assume they would have rights, but that I don't know because they actually use, you know, the Concord Road to access their home.
Now, I see that this Carter Lane does not have a cul-de-sac.
That is correct.
How do large vehicles turn around? If, like, you had a fire truck come in there or a trash truck, how are they turning around?
Typically, UPS, FedEx, I've never had a fire truck, but they'll back into my driveway. So they'll pull down the lane, back into my driveway, and then go back out into the lane.
You know, one of the things I look at is you've got a large fence. It appears your neighbor has a large fence, and I'm going to get into the neighbor's fence in a minute. But if there was a large truck that needed room to move and maneuver, particularly a fire vehicle, it's going to make it very difficult for that to turn around. Would you agree?
Not with the driveway there, no. I mean, if they went to the absolute end of the lane, which it's not that far, sure. But if they were to back into the driveway, then, you know, and again, when I bought the property, the lane was there. I didn't have it created.
Ms. Norwood, do we know if that 6-foot fence has a variance or if they were obtained anything to allow that fence to be there?
The neighbors, if we don't have any permits on record, were found.
Is there a reason why a fence that was shorter than 6 feet tall, I mean, couldn't work?
Well, you know, it would really cut back on privacy because the lot does have a incline from the fence in the front by the lane going up. So it does have an incline. So
the property slopes towards the road?
That is correct.
So how much lower is the front part of your property from where, like, the pool would be located?
I would have to get the transit out and actually measure it. My best guess is at least 3 feet.
Any effect on visibility on the roadway there that you're aware of that the fence would have?
No. I mean, you know, it's the end of the lane. So, you know, there's no traffic. You know, the only traffic is myself and the neighbor across when they go to their pole barn.
And when you, did you work, I think you mentioned you worked with a contractor on obtaining this?
The permit for the house?
The fence,
yes.
Did anybody look at the permit to see about the height requirements on there?
That I can't answer.
All right, I have no further questions at this time. I don't know if the board members have some additional
okay,
for you.
Okay, thank you.
Questions? Kind of HOA approval or anything for this?
No, there's no HOA there.
Comments made about the fence since it's been up from the neighbors or anything?
They were positive. You know, it really, compared to what the property looked like when I bought it versus now, and, you know, just how it makes everything look more defined. And I would assume, I know three people sent in letters. I'm not sure who the fourth was, but, you know, nobody had any negative things to say.
The neighbor to your, which, if you're going into Carter Lane, where you said your neighbor is, that accesses from Concord Road, I see that, is that a house, is that their house where they live right there, and all of that is woods to where your property is?
Yes. Yep.
They don't use that, rarely use that part of the area?
I have since I've moved in there in last July, I never even met the neighbors, so I would have to, unless they came down the lane when I was not home, I've never seen anybody.
You had mentioned two people that regularly use that road, your neighbor across the street?
Yes.
And yourself?
Correct.
Those are the only two that regularly use that road?
Correct, yep.
Everybody else accesses from a different point?
So what they do is the two houses that are out by Concord Bethel, they each have a driveway coming off of Concord Bethel, and they each kind of have like a little driveway that comes off of the lane. So if they do use the lane, it's the first 50 feet at the most.
That's all I have, thank you.
Flamingo?
Who maintains the lane?
Me. When I bought it, it was a goat path. I'm not sure who maintains it, but I put 6 triaxle loads of stone in and redid the whole lane myself. So I don't know who maintains it.
So I've got to ask, do you own it?
Pardon?
Do you own the lane?
I don't know. My understanding when I bought it with the title check was that it's a right-of-way.
Survey should tell you whether you...
The survey, it listed as Carter Lane, and when you read my deed, you could see where it's telling you from pin to pin, but as far as who physically owns the lane, I have no idea.
Okay.
Dr. Carson, I'll note on the survey, it says the survey and plat does not verify the existence or non-existence of right-of-ways or easements crossing the property. Hard to read, and it says no title search provided or stipulated. So I think they probably were just doing the meets and bounds of this, not giving the title requirement.
Thank you.
If I may add, it's drawn on our old paper maps as a paper street that we typically see. It's not named, but it's not, it doesn't look like it's ever been, it wasn't subdivided as part of the, it existed when the parcel existed, I guess is what I would say. We'd have to do like a deep dive to find out, but I don't think it is part of his.
Yeah.
My guess is that it was subdivided a long time ago, just from the fact it does not have a cul-de-sac.
Right.
Because that requirement has been there for a long time.
Yeah, and I believe that's 50 feet, correct? If I read that correctly.
Yeah,
I was, that's part of the reason I had it surveyed, as I was surprised there was no cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
It's not drawn with a cul-de-sac on the paper map either. Old.
Thank you.
Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 13024 for Mr. Christopher Saperko and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we deny case number 13024. The property itself for Mr. Chris Saperko, the property does not have a unique physical condition which created an exceptional practice or difficulty for the applicant.
Second.
Would you consider adding to your motion that we send the fence company a letter, and Mr. Sharp could add to that, but I feel they should have certainly been aware and told the resident. Mr. Sharp can handle that.
Yes, I agree with that.
Go with that, Mr. Hastings?
Yes.
I have a motion. I'm sorry, sir. We've closed the public hearing. We have a motion and a second. Mr. Williamson.
Voting nay.
Mr. Hastings.
Voting aye.
Dr. Carson.
Voting aye.
Mr. Lovengood.
Aye.
And I vote nay. But with a vote of 3-2, sir, your case is denied. Next case.